live coverage from New Haven, Mr. Sonny Lamont.
Hello, welcome again. Just to call in and get ready to announce the starting lineups, introduce the teams, and let's play some basketball.
Welcome those listening in from King Cove and Sand Point. Game 2 is just about to be tipped off. Welcome those listening in the Sand Point and King Cove area. Ball is up in the air, and that is tip-off has begun. possession controlled by Manicordock. Manicordock drives inside. That's number 30, shot up. No good by Sheila Gloco. Off King Cove. Manicordock ball.
Come on, girl. Gotta get the board. Control the board. Come on. None of this business.
Back to Sheila Gloco. Out to number 23, Clarissa Franklin. Clarissa shot up, free throw. Good.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
First match of the game for Manicordock. They're on the board. 2-0. King Cove, Manicordock. Ball over to number 20, Chanel Newman. Shot up, no good. Rebound inside. And that is a basket by Kiana Uchek. 2-2. Sheila Gloco with the shot up and good.
Step up on her.
4-2. Manicordock leading, just beginning. 7:03 left to go in the first period. 2-4. King Cove takes a three-pointer, wide right, rebound, King Cove by Kiana Utek, and that's a shot up, hard, no good, and here comes Manicordock. Manicordock full court, all the way down and score, and that's Sheila Gloco, and coach has called a timeout, and Mary Lee Yetchmanoff checking into the game for the King Cove rookies. And I'm just looking at the mascot of the King Cove Rookies, and it says integrity, responsibility, respect, and tolerance. Can't say it any better than that. As the timeout is just about to begin, both teams break the huddle. 6-2, Manicordock on top. 6:41 left to go in the first period. As Emily Brandel brings the ball inside over the court. Back to Brandel, and that's turnover. Here comes Manicordock as they set up the offense.
Contain, girls, contain. Build the wall.
And Sheila Gloco over to number 24. And the shot is up, and that is a three-pointer by number 24, Sally Paul. And it's a score of 9-2. Manicordock 9, King Cove Rookies 2. Inside to Emily Brandel. Shot up, no good, but the shot up, a rebound. Another shot up, and that is no good. Rebound, Manicordock. And they bring the ball down the court. And 23, Clarissa Clinton controls the ball. She takes a three-pointer. That is no good. Rebound by number 2, Tana Nick, is no good. And rebound again, and that is number 22, Jada Nuckwuck on the board. And it's a score of 11-2. Manicordock on top, 5:24 left to go in the first period. As King Cove sets up the offense, taken by number 20, and she is fouled. That's Chanel Newman. She will go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 24, Sally Paul for the Manicordock Lynx. And Chanel Newman with 2 shots. First one is up and good. She will get 1 more. Second free throw up, and that is good. 4-11, King Cove 4, Manicordock 11, 5:11 left to go in the first period. Manicordock drives inside, bounce pass is up, and that shot is up and no good, and here comes Kiana Utek, and she throws the ball down. Ball deflected off of Manicordock. King Cove ball, right baseline. Rebound. Ball is tipped up again and again, controlled by Chanel Newman, and that's turned over, and here comes Sheila. And Sheila throws the ball away, and King Cove takes possession of the ball. as McKenna Gold sets it up. Over to Chanel Newman, back to Emily Brandle. Shot is up. No good. Rebound. King Cole. Shot is up, and there's a foul. And that is McKenna Gold. She will go to the line shooting two. Foul's on number two, Kiana Nick. And McKenna Gold will shoot two. First free throw up and bounce around and no good. She will get one more. Checking into the game for the Manicotic Lynx is number 34, Paulina Jordan. And McKenna will get one more at the free throw line. Second one is up and no good. Rebound Manicotic. And here comes Shayla Glocko over to number 24. Sally Paul, she bounces inside. Outside, back to Sally Paul.
Let her make those decisions.
Sally Paul, dribble right.
Come on, defense. Drop it there in the corner.
And there's great defense. She takes a three-pointer, contested three-pointer, and that's a rebound by Sheila Glocko. And number 23, Clarissa Franklin, and she takes steps and calls for traveling. Again, the score is Manicotic 11, King Cole 4, 3:51 left to go in the first quarter. And Manicotic will, King Cole will bring the ball up. And that's Emily Brandle. Over to Chanel Newman. Inside back to Brandle. Brandle shot is up, no good. Rebound saved by King Cove and controlled by Manicotic. And Shayla Glocko inside, bounce up and good. Two shot, 2 points for Shayla Glocko. 13-4 Manicotic up front. And getting ready to check in the game is number 21, Monica Yechmanoff. And Emily Brandle's shot is up and no good. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Manicotic. As Manicotic sets up the offense and throws it away, and there goes King Cove, number 20. Bounce passes over to Chantel Mack, and she throws up that rebound. King Cove, that's number 11, Kiana Utek, and she scores 2 points, giving them six. Manicotic 13, 2:37 left to go in the first period.
Yeah, let her get to heaven, girls. Come on.
And Manicotic controls the possession, 2:30 left to go, first period. And there's a steal. And there's a shot up from Manicotic, and that is good for number 24, Sally Paul. 15-6, 2 minutes 11 seconds left to go in the first period as King Cole sets up a shot. That's number 20. And number 11 takes a shot, break baseline, and that is up and good. Two more points for Kiana Utek. 8-15, Manicotic on top. 1:53 left to go in the first period. As Manicotic throws the ball away. And it's a turnover. Checking into the game for the rookies, number 21, Monica Yechmanoff. And number 14. Or number 10, Chantel Mack. The ball inbound to Monica Yechmanoff. She sets up the offense and throws it away. A turnover. Here comes Manicotic. Top of the key. Manicotic sets up their offense.
Watch it!
Catch it up! Up on her. Come on, you gotta be moving. Hey, when the ball's moving, you're moving. Go, you're moving slow, girl.
Manicotic setting up their offense, passing the ball around the key. Back to number 23. She thinks about it and then pulls back. as Clarissa Franklin and Sheila Glocko playing catch on the key inside. That's a shot up, and that's no good. Rebound, King Cove. That's number 11. Panautek, who got the steal, and then they rebound again. And King Cove throws the ball. Deflected out of bounds off Manicotic. King Cove ball with 30.3 seconds left to go in the first period. Number 21, Yetchmanov, throws it away.
20 seconds to pick up the defense. No shot. Come on, Hunky. No shot. No shot.
Hello?
No shot. No shot. Girls, they have no range. They're going to jump up on
them. Manicotic. That's a long three-pointer. Oh, no. And that is it for the first period. Manicotic 15, the King Cove Rookies 8. Excuse me, did you want to go to break or did you interrupt me? Or did? We just ended the first period. Yes, very. Yeah, it's a good thing that these people come together and, you know, support tournaments like this, because this is what, you know, basketball is all about. It's all about the kids. And if it wasn't for them, then none of this would be possible. So thank you, all those that contributed to this tournament. And we are just about to begin the second period. Again, the score is 15-8, Manicotic on top of the King Cove Rookies. Second period is beginning as the ball inbound to number 14, Emily Brandel, inside. That's a shot up, and that is good. 2 points for Kiana Utek. And Manicotic bring the ball down. The score is 15-10. 7:40 just beginning the second period as Sheila Glocko throws up a shot, and that is no good. And King Cove takes it. Chanel Newman takes it right baseline. Dribbles back out. Back to number 25. Another good pass inside, and she is fouled. And that is Kayan Utek. She will go to the free throw line for a two. And have a chance to cut it to a three-point game. First free throw is up, and it is good, right down the middle. 15-11, and that's a timeout for Manicotic with 7:23 left to go in the first half of play. Again, I want to welcome you, those listening in from King Cove and Sandpoint. And also, thank you to all those that were mentioned. If it wasn't for you guys, tournaments like this wouldn't be possible. And you guys all make it happen. They all make it happen. The sponsors, the people that chip in, that give their time, you know, to the people who cook, to everyone who has a part in this tournament. You know, they all lend a hand in making this possible. And thank you to all that especially the sponsors and everyone who contributes to make this tournament possible. As Emily Utek's free throw is up and no good. And here comes Manicotic. And that's Sheila Glocko dribbling up on top to Sally Paul. Sally Paul drives it in, fakes pass. Number two is stolen, and that is off Manicotic. King Cole ball.
And
Emily Brandel will get the inbounds pass from McKenna Gold as Emily Brandel sets up the offense. That's number 20. Chanel Newman back out to Brandel. Throw a bounce pass and back inside. Outside to number 25. That shot up is no good. And rebound, Manicola. As Shayla Glocko brings the ball down for the Manicola Clink. She throws into number 2. Wide open layup and misses. No good. Rebound, King Cove. And King Cove is inside. Another great pass inside. That's 2 more points for the King Cove rookies, cutting the lead 13-15. 6:23 left to go in the first half of play as Shayla Glocko drives it in. And the foul is on McKenna Gold. That's her first personal. Manicota taking the ball right baseline. The ball is inbounds. Over the corner, she throws it away. And King Cole will have a chance to tie the game or take the lead. As McKenna Gold passes inbound to Emily Brandel. As Brandel brings the ball down the court. As she bounces over to the corner, a bullet pass inside again. Up no good. Rebound again. Up no good. Tapped out. Tapped out to Manicola. Here comes Manicola. As she loses the handle. And controlled by King Cove. And 1 minute scramble for the ball. And there's a jump ball. Boy, the hustle and these players are taking all. There's about 3 or 4 players that hit the court. All hustling for that basketball. What it's all about. As Manicota takes possession. Inbound play about to come in. As Shayla Glocko throws it in to number 12.
Don't let him shoot three. Come on.
Keisha Paul. Keisha back out to Shayla Glocko. Or excuse me. Clarissa Franklin. Franklin. Back to Franklin. To Glocko. Glocko drives up, shot up, and no good. Rebound. King Cove. As they control the ball and then they into number 20, Chanel Newman, and she brings it down. Corner shot wide open, baseline shot, and that's no good. Rebound up and good. And that's Emily Randall. 15-15, 5:11 left to go in the first half tie game. And that's Shayla Glocko.
Come on, ladies, let's go.
2 points, and that's 17-15. Manicola in front by 2. As Emily Brandel dribbles it down inside to number 25. And that's a shot up from King Cove, no good. And there's another personal foul on Manicola. And that will send McKenna Gould to the free throw line. Again, the score is 17-15. Manicola up by 2. And McKenna will have 2 shots at the free throw line. First free throw is up, and that is right down the middle, cutting the lead to 1:16-17. 4:47 left to go in the second period. Second free throw is up, and that is no good. Rebound, Manicola, as they almost turn the ball over. Then to Sally Paul. Sally Paul sets up the offense. As she drives left, inside middle, over to Shayla Glocko. Shayla Glocko again drives baseline, shot is up, and good. Inside, King Cove is up again, no good. Another great rebound, as a shot up and no good. And another rebound for King Cove. They pass it out to number 20. Chanel Newman, and that is another good up and back good by Kanutek. And Manicola sets up the offense. It's 19-18. They're up. Manicola clicks up by 1. 3 seconds call on Manicola. That was 3 seconds. And here comes Chanel Newman as she brings the ball up the court. Bounce passes over to number 25, McKenna Gold. Inside shot up, and that is a shot up and good by Monica Yetchmanoff. And she goes on the board, scores two, giving the King Cove rookies their first lead of the game. 20-19, 3:26 left to go in the first half. And Spanakota shot up, no good, rebound, blocked.
There you go, Kiana.
King Cove controls it. And here comes Chanel Newman. Dribbling down left side of the court. Chanel Newman stops, pops, passes out to number 25. She takes a wide open three, no good. And ball back to Manicola. Manicola sets the drive left inside. That's Sally Paul. Shot up, good. Basket counted. Given the Manicotic Lynx a 21-20 lead. The foul is on McKenna Gold. That's her second personal. And Sally Paul shoots first free throw. Is up and no good. She gets rebound. She puts it back up. No good. Back to Shayla Gloco. She puts it up.
Girl,
and good. And that is the score, 23-20. Manicotti up by three with 2:41 left to go in the first half of play. As McKenna Gold sets up the offense for the King Cove rookies, she passes over in the corner and ball deflected out of bounds. It will stay King Cove ball. As checking back into the game is Emily Brandel. She's coming in for Monica Yetchmanoff. Emily Brandel takes a shot in and out. Rebounds. King Cove again. As number 20 shoots up a shot, and that is good by Chanel Newman. Cuts the lead 22-23 with 2:15 left to go in the first half of play. As Manicotti sets on the right side of the baseline.
Don't reach your hands in there, girls. You had a perfect shot.
Manicotti inbounds the ball. Back out. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, King Cove. And there's a foul on number 22, Jada Nukwa. That's her first personal, and King Cove will inbound the basketball as Emily Brandel sets up the offense for the rookies. As they go inside again, she dribbles around and a jump ball is called, and King Cove will keep possession. As the ball is slapped out, as Emily Brandel passes over in the corner, baseline shot, and that is 2 points for McKenna Gold, giving the King Cove rookies a 1 point lead. As Manicotti come down and turn the ball over, as Chanel Newman brings the ball down the court for the lady or the rookies, a shot is up and good again, and that is number 11, Fana Utek. 26-23, King Cove on top by three with 1:13 left to go in the first half of play. As Manicotti brings the ball down, as Shayla Gloco, or excuse me, Sally Paul, passes off to number 23, Clarissa, and that is two points for Clarissa Franklin. And that brings the game's 26 even tie, 54 seconds left to go in the first half of play. Ball is passed over to number 20, Chanel Newman. Back to Emily Brandel as she dribbles left, passes off for left baseline. Back to Chanel Newman, shot is up and no good. And there's a foul on Manicotti. Fouls on number 24, Sally Paul. That's her second personal. 31 seconds left to go, 26 all time. King Cove had an inside layup. That's a jump ball, and it's going Manicotti play. 26-26. 28 seconds left to go in the first half of play. And Shayla Glocko passes over to Sally Paul. I think Sally Paul almost throws it away. Wide open three-pointer for Manicolic. They throw it up, and that's no good. Rebound Manicolic again. And that's Shayla Glocko. And she throws it up, and that's no good. And that's how the half will end. 26-26. Game is tied. As we will go to break. We got about 9 minutes break. And about, I'd say we'll be done in about probably maybe 30, 40 minutes. I'm guessing. Yes. All right. Do you want me to stay alive? Okay. It don't matter. I mean, okay. I'll call you back in about 7 minutes.
Great fun here. Great fun at doing this basketball. There's really very few things in life that I like better than this. This is a blast. You know, it's a huge thing for the kids. Basketball is huge in the state of Alaska. It'd be nice if our towns were a little bigger so we could all have football teams. That was my favorite in high school. I ran track. I was best at that, but my goodness, football was so much more fun. Anyway, we have about 5-6 minutes. Let's hear a little bit of... let me see. How about Junior Parker with his version of Taxman?
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you. 19 for me. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. That man is rough. Now dig this. Should 5% appear too small? Just be thankful. I don't take it all. Tax man is something else, isn't it? Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Now dig this. If you drive a truck, I'll tax the street. If you try to fix it, I'll tax your seat. If you get too cold, I'll tax the heat. If you take a walk, and this is awful, I'll tax your feet. Cause I'm the tax man. It's awful. Now don't ask me what is for? If you don't want to pay, pay some more. Cause I'm the tax man. Yes, I'm the tax man. Dig this. Now my advice for those who die, this is awful. Beware the pennies on your eyes. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah. The tax man.
me. Tax man is rough. He can come and get you anytime he wanna. Would you believe he can come and get your old lady? That tax man is a flip.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you heard about the lonesome loser? He's a loser, but he still keeps on trying.
Don't you want to be somebody? Someday somebody's gonna see inside. You have to face up. You can't run and hide.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser beaten by the queen of hearts every time? Have you
Yeah, waiting for that call, folks. We should be on here any minute. And the underwriters, big shout out for these people. These folks really help out the cause. You know, basketball is so huge in the state of Alaska, and it's great avenue for these kids. Great exercise for one. It's a great team spirit they learn. They learn competition. They learn cooperation. We can thank Penn Air, Grant Aviation, Copper Whale Inn, GCI, Wastec One, and on it goes, folks. It just really doesn't get any better than this. And still don't have a call. It could be seconds. It could be a minute or so. Let's listen to a bit of Carole King.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the second half of the game. As King Cole shoots up a three-pointer, and that is good. Excuse me, a two-pointer. 28-26, 6:48 left to go in the third period. As Manikotov throws it up, and that's a foul. Fouls on number 10, Shankal Mack, as number 22, Jada Nukwuk, will go to the free throw line. First free throw is up, bounces around, and in. Second free throw is up, and no good. Rebound, King Cole. As they hold a 28-26 lead on Manikotok, as Emily Brandel drives left baseline back to Emily Brandel. She has an open three-pointer, pops it up, and good. As Emily Brandel for a three-pointer, giving the King Cove rookies 31-26 lead over the Manikotok Lynx. 6:18 left to go in the third period. As Shayla Glocko sets up the offense for Manikotok, as Shayla takes a long three-pointer from crazy range. Wow, and that went in. 29-31, 6:02 left to go in the game as she saves it up to number 25. Up, no good. Rebound, King Cove up again. And that is rebound by King Manikotok, as Manikotok and Shayla Glocko drives down in and out. Rebound, King Cove, as they fight for the ball. She gets the ball. Here comes number 20, Chanel Newman, as she stops the dribble and throws it inside and throws it away. As here comes Manikotok, as Shayla Glocko, number 30, drives layup and good. Tying the game at 31. Excuse me. Inbound to number 25, McKenna Gold. To number 20, Chanel Newman, back to Gold, over to Emily Brandel, as she kicks a shot. Oh, that's a 3 seconds on King Cove. Checking into the game for the rookies is number 15, Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. As here comes Manikotok setting up the offense, that's Shayla Glocko. She brings the ball down left hash mark, throws it over to Sally Paul. Sally Paul takes dribble right, shot is up and no good. Tapped out. Here comes King Cole, full speed ahead. It's actually Brandel, Emily Brandel.
We're throwing my ball away. Girls, we're throwing away. Run at the ages. Come on.
And there's a timeout by King Cole. Manikotok Lynx coach, full timeout. 4:49 left in the third period. 31-31, King Cove and Manikotok are tied. Again, I want to welcome you, those who are listening in Sandpoint and King Cove. The winner of this game will meet New Haven tomorrow in the championship game. As the rookies break the huddle and the Lynx break the huddle, 4:49 left to go in the third period. The score is tied 31-31, and Manicotic will take the ball out of bounds. That is Sally Paul who brings the ball down the court. Over to number 23, Clarissa Franklin. Back to Sheila Glocko. Sheila Glocko drives Fethola inside. Ball is stolen away by number 25, McKenna Gold, as she brings the ball down. Passes it over to Kayanuchek, and she throws the ball away. Taken away by Sally Paul. Layup is up and good. 33-31, 4:13 left to go. Manicotic with a 2-point lead, and here comes Manicotic. Pass inside, shot is up, and they score. Two more points for Chanel Newman. And the game is tied again. 4 minutes left to go in the third period. As Shayla Glocko sets the ball up for Manicotic, as she gets the ball give and go, she throws it up, and she's called for traveling. King Cove ball, Manicotic sets up the press. Here comes King Cove as the ball gets down again. Shot is up and no good, but she will go to the free throw line. Chanel Newman will go to the free throw line for King Cove. The foul is on.
Right in the middle.
Clarissa Franklin, that's her. The foul was on Clarissa Franklin. Excuse me, number 22. Jada Nuckwook. That's her second personal, as the first free throw is up and no good. And Chanel Newman will get one more free throw. Second free throw is up and no good, but as it goes off of Manicotic when they're trying to get the ball, and it goes off her foot. King Cove hangs on position. Is inside King Cove up and good. And that is number 11, Kayana Utek. 35-33, King Cove rookies on top. The Manicotic Lynx. As Shayla Glocko, excuse me, Sally Paul, throws it away, and she is fouled. Fouls on Sally Paul. That's her third personal. 13 foul. And here comes Emily Brando to Chanel Newman. Chanel Newman stops, looks for number 11, Kayana Utek, and she throws it up, and that is good. 2 points for number 20, Chanel Newman. And Mary Lee Yetchmanoff checks into the game for number 20, McKenna Gold. As the score is 37-33, King Cove on top, Manicotic Lynx. As Shayla Glocko, Shayla Glocko, yes, throws up a shot and she is fouled. Kind of got to bear with me, I'm still learning names. As Shayla Glocko will go to the free throw line, shooting two for Manicotic. First free throw is up and good. Cutting the lead to 34-37. To he'll get one more free throw. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound King Cove. And they throw it away. That's Sally Paul, dribbles left, and she is fouled. Fouls on Mary Lee Yixmanoff. That's her second personal. Again, the score is 37-34. King Cove on top. 2:40 left to go in the third period. As Nana Kodak shoots up a baseline shot. That is no good, but what a save to Amanda Kodak. And there's a three-pointer shot up, and no good for Amanda Kodak. Rebound, Amanda Kodak to Shayla Glocko, and she fires another far three-pointer, and that ties the game up. I mean, that's two three-pointers she shot from way beyond the arc. And that's a timeout, 37-all. In the third period. Once again, the score is tied. We're just almost through the third period. The King Cove rookies and the Amanda Kodak Lynx are tied. So, coach is full time out. And again, the third period is just about to, the timeout is just about to be over. As the rookie takes the court. And it is rookie's ball with 2:16 left to go. Tie game as they throw it in, and they throw it away immediately to number 23, Clarissa Franklin, as she throws it up to Sally Paul. Sally Paul shot up in the middle of the baseline, and that is good, giving the Amanda Kodak Lynx a 2-point lead. And here comes Chanel Newman as she drives outside to number 15, Yetchmanoff. Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And there's a three-pointer up and good by Chanel Newman, giving the King Cove rookies a 40-39 lead. 1:37 left to go in the third period as Clarissa Franklin inside to Shayla Glocko, and that shot up is no good. Rebound, Amanda Kodak, and that's Shayla Glocko. She takes a look at a three, and doesn't take it, but that's another three-pointer taken by number 12, Keisha Paul, and that's no good as she throws another rebound over inside. Shot up and good for Amanda Kodak, and that is number 23, Clarissa Franklin, for 2 points. Giving Amanda Kodak a 1-point lead as they get a turnover. As they go inside again, and the shot up is good. That's 2 points for Kiana Nick. As the score is 43-40. Amanda Kodak up on top by three. 54 seconds left to go in the third period. Again, I would like to welcome you listening in, those of you listening in King Cove and Sandpoint. The timeout is just to be over. As Anna Utek bounce back, what a good pass, shot is up and no good. Rebound King Cove as they fight for the ball, and Amanda Kodak, Sally Paul controls it and sets up the offense with 37 seconds left to go in the third quarter. As and there's a good pass inside, and that is 2 points for number 12, Keisha Paul. And King Cove
throws it away again to Manikotok. 18 seconds left to go in the game. And there Manikotok turns it over. And here comes the full speed ahead, Chanel Newman inside to Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. And she goes back inside. Shot up is no good. Too hard. And there goes. And that is it for the third period. Score is 45-40. Manikotok on top. Bring on the fourth quarter. In about a minute, we'll get the fourth quarter underway. I'm looking at it. Yes.
And thanks to all our underwriters out there. Done a heck of a job for us. It's Penn Air, Grand Aviation, Copper Whale Inn, GCI, Wastech One, Telealaska, Schumigan Corporation, Eastern Aleutians Borough. Guys are just wonderful, and thanks again.
Yes, thank you, all your sponsors. And thanks to all the people in Sandpoint for hosting the boys regional tournament. The people there, the folks, the coaches, everyone does a good job. And it's all for these kids. They like to represent their school and their district at a regional tournament. Again, the winner of this game will go on to the championship game tomorrow against New Haven. As the score is 40-45. We're just underway in the fourth period. As Clarissa Franklin outside the shot, and that's way over the board. Rebound, Sally Paul. Sally Paul goes inside to number 22, and she falls down, and she is tripped. Jada Nuckwuck was tripped as Manikotok kicks the ball out right baseline. And that is a foul on Shayla Glocko on the inbounds of Manikotok. And the Lynx are the rookies will get the ball back as they throw it in. And that ball goes to number 11. Shot up, no good. Another shot up at number 11. And one, Diana Utek. The foul's on number 22, Jada Nuckwuck. Basket is good. 42-45, Manikotok. And Kayana Utek will try to knock in the free throw. The basket is good, cutting the lead to 2 points, 43-45. Manikotok brings the ball on the court as Shayla Glocko. Glocko inside to Keisha, over to, I can't see because it's too far on the side. Manikotok will maintain possession as they just tipped off the top of Chanel Newman's fingers as Manikotok throws it in. That's Shayla Glocko, shot up and no good. Ball bounces around, tapped out to Manikotok. Manikotok will keep possession as Paul throws it over and over the head of Keisha Paul, and that's a turnover for Manikotok. 7:02, just underway, fourth period, 43-45. Manikotok with a 2-point lead as King Cove gets the ball, and that's 2 points to tie the game for Kayana Utek. The game is tied, 6:48 left to go in the game as Manikotok sets up the top, and that's Clarissa Franklin as she goes inside to number 12. Keisha Paul, and she is fouled. The foul is on number 2, or the second personal on Kayana Utek. First free throw is up and good. Checking into the game for the rookies is number 10, Shankel Max. She checks in for Mary Lee Yetchmanoff. 6:38 left to go. Manicotic with a one-point lead. And the second free throw is up and rattles in. As King Cove throws the ball in, out to number 20, Chanel Newman, as she passes back out to McKenna Gold, as she throws it up, fakes the three, and there's a foul. And Kayana Utech will go back to the free throw line. Fouls on Kayana Nick, that's her, or excuse me, fouls on Keisha Paul, that's her second personal. And two shots for King Cove. First free throw up and good. Cutting the lead to 146-47. 6:29 left to go in the game. And getting ready to check in the game is number 21, Monica Yetchmanoff. And the second free throw is up and no good. But they get a rebound. The King Cole rebound and up and good. Giving the rookies a one-point lead, 48-47. 6:21 left to go in the fourth period. As Shayla Gloco passes out to Paul. Paul throws up a shot and that is no good. Rebound Manicotti. And is stealing and fighting for the ball. Shayla Gloco, a three-pointer, and that is good. A three-pointer for Shayla Gloco, giving them Manicotic a two-point lead, 48-50. And King Cole throws the ball away. Checking into the game is number 21, Monica Yetchmanoff. She comes in for Emily Brandle. And Manicotic will take the ball on them. That's Sally Paul. As they have a two-point lead. 5:45 left to go in the game. And there's Gloco again for another three-pointer. Another three-pointer for Shayla Gloco. And they get a steal. And no good, but that gives Manicotic a 48-53 lead. As here comes Chanel Newman, and she loses the ball. Here comes Manicotic. Oh, and she throws up a wild shot, gets the rebound for King Cove, and foul on Clarissa Franklin. Or, correction, 24, Sally Paul, personal, and that's her fourth personal foul, and that is a 1-1 for McKenna Gold. First free throw is up and good. 49-53. As Clarissa Franklin checks into the game. And McKenna will get one more. Second one is up and good. 50-53, three-point game. Fourth period, 5:16 left to go in the fourth, the rest of the game. As King Cove takes, that's number 15 who took the hit. She took a bad spill, took the charge, sacrificed her body. And King Cove will get the ball. 53-50, 5:10 left to go in the game. And here comes Chantel Mack inside to number 20. And she saves it, couldn't handle the ball. As Manicotic brings the ball down, that's Keisha Paul. Oh, there's a steal. And that's a kick ball. That's up and shot, no good. Oh, she throws away. Here comes Chanel Newman up, and she is locked.
All right, kids, stay off. Stay off, you know, don't let it go away, right? I want to take it.
Stop. Checking into the game is Emily Brandle.
for Monica Yetchmanoff. As they go inside, and scores 2 points for Kayana Utek, cutting the lead 52-53, 4:32 left to go in the game. As Manicotic sets up the offense, as Shayla Glocko throws it out to Paul. Paul shot is up and good. Excuse me. That is Keisha Paul, yes. 2 points given the Manicotic Lynx a 3-point lead. As Chanel Newman gets a shot, up rebound. And here comes Shayla Glocko. Throws it over. Out to Paul again. She takes a 3-pointer. No good. Another rebound for, and there's Sally Paul for 2 points. And they.
Come on, ladies. Let's go.
Oh, there's a foul on number 3, Clarissa Franklin, and McKenna Gold will go to the free throw line, 1-1. First one is up and good. They have a chance to cut it to a 2-point game. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound Manicotic. Clarissa Franklin drives right baseline. Throws it away, and here comes Chanel Newman all the way. She stops and she travels. Come on, 57-53, 3:26 left to go in the game. As Paul from Manicotic throws up a baseline shot, no good. As Manicotic taps it out, there's Shayla Glocko, and she travels. 3:16 left to go in the game. 4-point game for Manicotic, 57-53, and here come the rookies. Inside, shot is up, and that is good for Chanel Newman, cutting the lead to 2:55-57, 3 minutes left to go in the game. As Sally Paul throws up a shot, no good. Rebound. Paul hit her own miss. Out to Shayla Glocko. Shayla Glocko faced one man left up and no good. And Manicotic fights for the rebound. Gets the ball. And she steps on the line. King Cove ball. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left to go. Fourth period. 57-55. Manicotic with a 2-point lead. And here comes. She takes steps, travels. Manicotic, that's Clarissa taking the ball up top. Over to Paul. Sally Paul inside. As the shot goes up and traveling. Shot went in and the whistle, and she was called for a step. 57-55 left to go in the game. 57-55 the score. 2:21 left to go in the game. As
keep going, draw the foul. Come on. Draw the foul,
Rook.
Got one more foul. They should be able to
press
this like this when
they inbound the ball. King Cole will inbound the ball. As Chanel Newman takes it up top right key as she drives in. And she gets a jump ball out of it. And it will stay a white ball.
White. They carry that ball. They carry that basketball in. Come on.
As they go inside and out. Steps out to number 14, Emily Brandle. Back out to number 5. Oh, inside pass, shot up, no good.
That way.
All is on. And Utech. 2:04 left to go in the game. 57-55. As Sally Paul takes a dribble down court. Shot is up and good. Man of court at that is Sally Paul. And here comes King Cove. And that ball is stolen by Shayla Glocko. And the score is 59-55, four-point game. 1:38 left to go in the fourth period as Manicota takes a three-pointer, and that's a two-pointer. And King Cole, Coach Paul will call a timeout. Again, the score is Manicota 61, King Cole 55. Again, welcome all of you listening in from Sandpoint and King Cove. The score is 55-61, Manicora in front. Got a timeout in the fourth period. Almost ready to begin play here in the fourth period. As that is it. One minute and 31 seconds left to go in the game. As King Cole kicks it off and she loses the ball. Sally Paul throws up a shot and that is good. Sally Paul from Anacortes giving them a 55-63 lead with 1:18 left to go in the game. As King Cove throws it inside, shot is up, and that is good by Emily Brando. As that cuts the lead to 57-63. As Anacortes sets up the offense, as Anacortes calls a timeout. Steal for King Cove as she goes up and she is fouled. Stopping the clock at 52.5 and she will go to the free throw line shooting two. And that is Emily Brando. First free throw was up. And in the net, cutting the lead 58-63. Second free throw is up.
And that is about it. 59-63, a four-point game. 52 seconds left to go in the game as the full-court press is being put on for King Cove. As they shuffle the ball, she throws it over to 12, Keisha Paul, and she is... That is a 1-1 for Manicotic. One and one free throw is up. No good. Rebound King Cove as they bring the ball down the court. They're down by four as they throw it over to number 14, Emily Brando. That is good. It's now a two-point game. Two-point game with 26 seconds left to go. And they charge a foul. It's a two-point game, 63-61, 26 seconds left to go in regulation. As number 23, Clarissa Franklin, will go to the free throw line to try to sink the 1-1. Free throw is up, and it's no good. Rebound, King Cove. Here comes King Cove. They throw in the middle of the court, and they throw it away. No, they get the steal back. Timeout, King Cove. 19 seconds left to go in the game. 63-61, Manicotic up by two, King Cove ball. This has turned into a nail-biter, and the crowd is getting into it. This is... Could hear Coach Paul Barker coaching up his team, setting up for one shot. 63-61 again, the score. Manicotic up by two. King Cove ball. This is what basketball is. I love these kind of moments. Close game, close game. Seconds left to go in the game. King Cove with the basketball there, down by two, with a chance to take the lead if they hit a three-pointer. As the ball goes inside to Chanel Newman, or Emily Brando. Emily Brando over in the corner. Inside, ball is up, no good. Rebound, King Cove, shots up, and a foul! With 8.9 seconds left to go in the game, and... Kiana Utek will go to the free throw line with 8.9 seconds left to go in the game. Shooting two, not a 1-1, shooting two. First free throw up and good! 62-63. She will get one more to try and tie this game. Second free throw up, and good is good. 63-63. Manicotic with the ball, Sally Paul. Over to Shayla Glocko. Shayla Glocko throws the ball up. And good! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. She has threw it up with three defenders on her. And what a heartbreaking loss for King Cove. What a finish. Prayer. She just launched it up there with two or three defenders on her somehow and got it to go off, lasting in. What a loss for King Cove. 63-66. What a game. Good job for the King Cove rookies on a tough effort and a sad loss. That was an amazing game.